message.
The way that we feel affects the way that we do what we do. Yet, despite the simplicity of this truth, it seems to be so easily and often ignored. In a world that emphasizes technical skills and academic achievements, emotional skills are often underrated. Understanding and navigating the complexities of human interactions is a key factor in personal and professional success. It is important to be able to empathize with other people if we wish to diffuse potential conflicts and build more meaningful connections that are based on mutual understanding. Emotional intelligence is about being tuned in to our feelings and the feelings of those around us. It encompasses a range of skills and traits that contribute to effective communication, interpersonal relationships, and overall well-being. Emotional intelligence plays a crucial role in effective leadership. As leaders, if we can grasp and influence the emotions of our team, we are more likely to inspire motivation and cooperation. Higher emotional intelligence is also linked to better mental health outcomes, improved decision-making abilities, and stronger relationships. Honoring our emotional intelligence, it's not simply about becoming more likable, it's about equipping ourselves with crucial life skills that can propel us toward greater success. The first step in developing emotional intelligence is self-awareness. We must pay attention to our emotional reactions and behavioral patterns. With that foundation, we can self-regulate. We can work on improving our ability to recognize other people's emotions by practicing active listening, we've talked about that before, and showing a genuine interest in their experiences. Cultivating empathy, that's crucial. When we effectively put ourselves in another person's shoes, we are helping to build trust and rapport while navigating complex interpersonal dynamics. Listen, success, however you are defining it is not created in a vacuum. The ability to demonstrate care and concern for the feelings of other people, that fosters greater possibility and camaraderie. That leads to greater success. When we are emotionally connected both to ourselves and to other people, we have a greater awareness of how our behaviors are influencing our experience of the day. So, how are you feeling? And are those emotions conducive to the life that you are trying to create? And speaking of emotions, let me be honest with you for a moment. I'm actually feeling a little defeated. And I just keep inviting people to rate, review this podcast, and subscribe. Share it with other people if you think they might be interested. I have one review at the time of this recording. Thank you so much, Jennifer Elin. I really appreciate you taking the time to do that. Listen, I know that everybody has a full plate, but if you are enjoying this podcast, I mean, you're still listening, right? If you would take a moment to just rate and review, that helps me so much. And it also lets me know that I'm not just talking to myself here, because what is the point of that? I know you're probably tired of that solicitation. I appreciate your patience. Thank you so much for listening.